This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ray Hederman, who's the Assistant Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his analysis on some important economic numbers that were released at the end of the week, namely a 5.7% growth of the GDP in the fourth quarter of 2009, but some less than encouraging numbers about how much wages and benefits rose in the last quarter of last year at just half a percentage point. And Ray, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, 5.7% growth, that is a very healthy number. How did we get there?
Well, the main way we got there is that businesses are a lot more optimistic about the economy. Over the past several quarters, businesses have been letting their inventories draw down. That means as people buy goods off the shelves, businesses aren't restocking those shelves as fast. And in the fourth quarter, business said, you know what, it's time to build up our supply a little bit. So inventories accounted for over half the growth because businesses are a little bit more optimistic. Another part of the GDP growth became because consumers spent about 2% higher than they did in the third quarter. This is a little bit below historical averages, and it's a down from the third quarter as well, but it's not too bad. And then finally, I think the other good piece of optimism shows that business investment picked up. Businesses invested about 13% more in things like software and other types of equipment. So I think we're seeing signs that right now that business is a lot more optimistic that the recession is over, and maybe it's time to start acting like we're in an expansion.
Well, that would be consecutive quarters of positive economic growth. In addition to just the fact that the numbers are getting better for GDP, what's motivating consumers and businesses? Obviously, the businesses are getting more customers, but what do you think is behind that?
Well, I think part of it is the fact that we had such a huge drawdown from inventories. I mean, when businesses were so nervous the first part of the year, they just simply were letting they weren't restocking their shelves at all. And so we've seen very, very steep declines in inventories that put a downward pressure on GDP. This is the quarter where kind of businesses said enough is enough. Now it's time to act like things have bottomed out. We're going to start looking for the future, start looking ahead for better days. And I think, you know, this is still going to be a little bit of a positive going forward because I think businesses are going to continue to restock their inventories. So that's going to help GDP in the next quarter after that, although not to the extent it did in this quarter.
Ray, you have some who look at the last two quarters and say we're definitely out of this recession, although we have to get to the point where we're creating more jobs again. Others say, well, it's two positive quarters, but clearly the conditions aren't there that we're out of this ditch yet. Others say we're probably looking at a double dip recession. What do you think?
Well, I don't think that we're headed for a double dip recession unless Washington does something very silly to put new pressures on businesses. You know, if they pass some massive tax increases, that could definitely throw the economy and slow the recovery. I think that it is going to be, unfortunately, kind of a slow recovery, especially in the job front, for a variety of different reasons. But I think, you know, you're looking at two back-to-back quarters of good and then very solid economic growth. And so I think that is showing that, at least from a GDP standpoint, the economy is advancing, and hopefully we'll start adding jobs by the end of this year.
What would be a good number for an unemployment rate at the end of the year?
Well, you know, anything below 10%, I think, you know, the fact is that we can take a positive step and start bringing it down. Unfortunately, employment is a lagging indicator, and one of the reasons the unemployment rate hasn't gone up even more than it has is because people have been so discouraged they've left the labor force. If some of these people start coming back in the labor force, the economy isn't adding enough jobs, we're going to see the unemployment rate go higher. So I think anything below the 10% rate we're at now will start showing progress.
Ray, you mentioned that businesses are more optimistic. They're restocking their shelves. You mentioned that the consumers are more optimistic. They're spending more than they were. A couple days ago, State of the Union address, the president gave credit to a stimulus package for stopping the bleeding and perhaps turning the corner just a little bit. How much credit does it deserve?
Well, I think very little, because if you look what the president promised, you know, they promised the unemployment rate would not surpass 8%. Instead, we're at 10%. You know, they promised that there'd be millions of new jobs created, and that simply isn't found in the data. You know, the stimulus bill is such a failure that they're going to try to go back and repeat the same failed promises with this new jobs bill, which is basically stimulus light. You know, continued spending on some infrastructure, continued spending in other pet projects from Congress, and unfortunately, that is not going to result in jobs. And in fact, this is actually going to hurt the economy in a few years when we're going to have to pay off this massive amount of new debt that we've incurred from the stimulus. And as we know, this past week, the Congressional Budget Office said, hey, you know, the stimulus is going to cost an extra $75 billion, an extra 10% than what we originally estimated.
Now, Ray, most of us in the media and most of the American public look at basically two, maybe three economic numbers in the course of a month. The jobless rate, the GDP, which only comes out every quarter, and pretty much what's happening on Wall Street. I know you look at a lot more. And another one that folks are talking about today is how much wages and benefits have increased in the last quarter, in the last year. 1.5% for all of 2009, half a percentage point for the last quarter. How does that stack up historically? What do we make of it?
Well, it's one of the lowest numbers we've ever seen historically. It's a very poor number. What this number is, we're looking at total compensation. How much did your wages go up, plus your employer contributions to health care, plus employer contributions to retirement? All those are all added up as employee compensation. And this was very, very slow growth, especially in the private sector. I mean, I guess, you know, one of the positives is, you know, one of the reasons it was slow is because health care costs increased very slowly over the last year. But all in all, you know, this is not a number that the American workers and American people are going to look at, because it shows that wealth is very, very small. Wages are very, very small, especially when you stack up to inflation. I think the other big story to look at when these compensation numbers is the fact that the public sector compensation was double that for the private sector. You know, the government's been adding a lot of jobs this year. You know, the president came out saying that people who work in public sector are going to extra special benefits from the federal government. And now it shows that compensation for the federal government is doubling that of the private sector. And I think that's a very big concern going forward, because in the end, it's going to be the private sector that's going to create a better standard of living and create wealth. It's not going to be public sector employees.
Well, Ray, some good news and some concerning news. We'll definitely be talking to you down the road, I'm sure. Thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Ray Hederman is Assistant Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.